Spelling It Out, Chapter 3. A narrator's note. With the author's permission, I will be recording and uploading this chapter in parts, and I'll let you know at the beginning of each part where we're at. This is Chapter 3, Part 1. I will be splitting it at the horizontal line breaks that the author, Lyra Talese, has added within the chapter already. And so, without further ado, here is Chapter 3, Part 1 of Spelling It Out. When Steed woke up, he was alone. He checked the time and saw that it had been more than 4 hours since the last time they'd been awake together. He let himself linger for a moment on the memory of Ed's body against his, the way Ed had made him feel. Fuck, this was the best date of his life. Maybe the best day of his life. He slid his legs off the side of the mattress, noting that Ed's clothes were still on the chair. Steed went into his bathroom for a few minutes to put himself into better shape before slipping on a robe and going to look for Ed. Steed found him sitting at the kitchen table, wearing one of Steed's robes, and eating pie directly out of the pie plate. He raised an eyebrow at Steed, looking bemused. Guess I just made myself at home. He looked down at the pie. No idea why I didn't get a plate, though. Not a problem, Steed said calmly. Would you like some tea? He kept his tone measured, but his mind was racing. Everything last night had seemed so magical. But what if it was magical? What was the damn pie supposed to do? Confidence? Self-love? Fine. Then it wouldn't hurt if Ed was rapidly eating the remainder of it. But Ed didn't need help with confidence. And Steed? How long did the pie last? Did he turn back into a pumpkin when it wore off, unable to speak to Ed again? Shit! He started his tea kettle, not looking at Ed, trying not to panic. Did he feel any different? Did Ed feel any different? Would Ed look at him differently when Steed lost all of his pie courage? He let the water boil and looked at Ed's face in profile. He was so beautiful this close, and Steed's mind helpfully filled in with flashes from the night before of how that skin had felt under his hands, the texture of... Steed swallowed and then asked, "What kind of tea do you like?" "Breakfast is fine, this time of day," Ed said with a smile. "Mm-hmm," Steed agreed, glancing at the clock. It was nearly 9 a.m., and he seemed to remember that Buttons by the Sea opened then. Maybe he could just pop over there and check to see how badly he had messed this situation up. But then he would have to end this time with Ed, and forfeit the rest of this long, wonderful date. He needed to decide now how likely it was that he'd actually cast a spell on himself. Sitting Ed's tea in front of him, Steed watched as Ed took another bite of the pie and moaned around his fork. "This is so fucking good, Steed. You made this crust yourself?" "I did," Steed said. He reminded himself that it was a completely normal pie crust that he had been perfecting for years. He could allow himself this time with Ed and then check on the pie situation once Ed had gone home. He took a sip from his teacup, continuing to watch Ed, having trouble processing that this was real, that Ed hadn't just gone home, literally across the street, that he had stayed with Steed all night. What if it was all the pie? What if Ed was seeing a version of him that didn't really exist? Shaking himself out of his thoughts, Steed continued. "I like baking. You just need to pay attention to the variables, and everything comes out the way it's supposed to. Unless your variables included spellcasting." Steed grimaced. "Not a lot of things in life work that way, huh?" Ed asked, his voice light. "So many things are out of our control." "I guess that is part of the appeal," Steed agreed, and then Ed leaned over the table and kissed him. It was sweet and light, and Steed was very much into it. If it weren't for the fact that Ed's lips tasted like the maybe bewitched pie. Steed slid his hand against Ed's neck, feeling the warmth of his skin under his palm as they continued to kiss and found that he could happily do this all day. Wanted to. Instead, he pulled back. I need to make an emergency phone call, right quick. I've only just remembered, and it's quite urgent, but as soon as I've made it, I'll be right back. He stood up and plucked his phone from the kitchen counter, taking it back to his bedroom and shutting the door. Then he did an internet search for the shop and dialed the number, listening as the phone rang.
Hello?
Mr. Buttons?
Steed Bonnet. I did try to tell you.
I know. I should have listened. I feel terrible. Why did I use magic? Now I'll never know if he likes the real me. Buttons laughed long and hard into the phone.
You didn't use magic.
What?
It would be like trying to turn your neighbor into a wee hedgehog by burning oregano. Not a thing you could have done with a pie. Isn't even the right moon phase. That was all you, on your own.
But you said it was magic.
Oh, aye. All love is magic,
Button said.
But maybe leave the craft alone for now, eh?
Yes. Yes, of course. Thank you, Buttons, Steed said, disconnecting the call and feeling flooded with relief. He was also feeling more than a little silly, because his eyes were resting on Ed's pretty date night attire. Steed thought about the excruciatingly hot lounge clothes Ed had been wearing when he picked up the plate. An outfit it was only just now occurring to him that Ed had put on for him. Ed had been interested in Steed before either of them had eaten a single bite of pie. Good grief, he muttered, dropping his phone into the pocket of his robe and opening the door of his bedroom. He paced down the hall, cutting through the living room and back into the kitchen to find Ed just as he'd left him. Hey, Ed said cheerfully. That wasn't a long phone call at all. True. It ended up being not the issue I thought it was going to be. Turns out... Steed broke into a laugh, smiling at Ed. Turns out things are just fine. No worries. Glad to hear that, Ed said, smiling back at him. Then he made a pained laugh. I think I ate too much pie. It really is very good. Sorry to hear that. Did you maybe want to come lie down? You know, stretch out and get comfortable? Steed asked softly, hopefully. He knew Ed could just as easily go and lie down at his own house, mere feet away. But he was finding he hoped Ed never went home. You want me to stay? Yes, if you want to, Steed said. Okay, yeah. I'd like that. Which is how they found themselves in each other's arms for the fourth time in less than 24 hours, Steed sucking a mark into Ed's neck. Ed groaned. I don't think I've gotten this out of my system yet. Can I stay the rest of the day? Steed pulled his mouth off Ed's neck to laugh. I don't have anything to do, so yes, but Do you think this is something you're gonna want to stop doing? Honestly? No. But I thought... Ed paused, considering. I thought that once we'd... That I'd... He sighed. I've been trying to do this for 3 months, but having finally gotten it, it turns out that I just want more. 3 months? But... Yeah, since I moved in. Since I saw you on your patio, staring at me like you wanted to... Oh my god! No! I thought... That you weren't being wholly obvious? That you hadn't seen me? Shit! You're kind of hard to miss, Steed. Ed's tone was warm and affectionate. Steed smiled ruefully that he'd been so transparent, but there was also joy in knowing that Ed's eyes had been on him, too. he slid a hand around Ed's neck to pull him in for a kiss. Ed made a sound of contentment, and then they were lost in each other again. End of part 1.